Lesson 74, 1662. Kangxi the Manchu and the Qing Dynasty. I don't think most 13-year-olds are qualified to serve as emperors of nations, but I stand to be corrected with a young man named Kangxi. Kangxi was the second emperor of the Qing Dynasty of China. Strangely enough, though, Kangxi wasn't Chinese. He was a Manchu from the country of Manchuria. Let me explain how a young Manchu became one of China's greatest emperors. We first need to review some geography. You need to know that Manchuria is a great plain located in northeast China. Today, Manchuria is part of China, but it wasn't in the 1600s. Manchuria was a large neighbor of China's and under its own ruler. From 1368 to 1644, China was ruled by emperors of the Ming Dynasty. Like most dynasties, it had its highs and lows, but it was during the early 1600s that the Ming Dynasty began to crumble from the inside out. In shame, the last Ming ruler committed suicide along with his wife. He left a note saying, "I am ashamed to meet my ancestors. Therefore, I myself take off my crown, and with my hair covering my face, await dismemberment at the hands of the rebels. Do not hurt a single one of my people." Upon the death of that Ming emperor, the Manchu swept down from their great plain, overcame Chinese rebels, and in the course of a few years, set up the Qing Dynasty. It would last until the 1900s. That's a long-lasting dynasty, especially since it was composed of foreigners. The first Qing emperor was Shun Qi. He was only 7 when he obtained the throne, so he relied on his uncle to rule for him. His uncle introduced an unusual custom to the Chinese. He insisted that Chinese men shave the front of their heads and wear a single long pigtail, called a queue, just like the Manchu. He also insisted that they dress in Manchu fashion. Women weren't told how to dress or style their hair, but they were forbidden to practice foot binding, which was an old custom among the upper class. As you can imagine, the Chinese didn't appreciate being told how to groom their feet, wear their clothes, or cut their hair. The Chinese believed that hair was a gift from their parents and ancestors. So head shaving to them was quite demeaning. It was one of many things that would reflect the humiliation the Chinese felt for a very long time under the Manchu. Shun Qi grew up and ruled China better than his uncle did. But in 1661, Shun Qi died suddenly at a young age. After his death, his 8-year-old son inherited the throne. That son was Kangxi, our focus of study today, and that is how he came to rule China in 1662.